Nightline, your open door to people and places. And this is Morgan Beatty subbing for Walter O'Keefe, inviting you to listen in on our first Nightline stop for tonight. Here's People Are Funny with my good friend Art Linkletter.
2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 3 is 6. 2 times...
Oh, hold it, Art. Your homework isn't arithmetic. It's geography for money on...
People Are Funny.
Yes, Ron Goodell's production of People Are Funny, brought to you by NBC Radio, repeating the best shows of the past season. And now, here is America's top master of ceremonies, Art Linkletter.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, well, I think I'll come down the audience and go looking for some very observant man. This fella, you married?
Yes.
Would you stand up and tell us who you are?
My name's Vaughn Taylor.
Where are you from?
I'm from Studio City.
And your wife is with you, and you've been married how long?
Well, I've been married 6 years.
Let's see how observant you are. What color shoes is she wearing? Don't look. What color shoes?
Black.
Could I see them, please? They're green. Oh, no, those are your feet. Oh, no. They are black. You are exactly right. And that's something that the average husband could never do. Now, you were standing in line outside the theater this evening, weren't you, on the way to come in here for a while?
Yes.
Everybody stands out there. Did you notice the traffic light on the corner outside the theater is the red light under the green when it says stop or go, or is it over? Now, how observant are you? Is the red light over or under?
It's over.
It's over the green.
It's on the top.
On the top, and the green's under.
Yes.
Are you... I bet you $5 it isn't.
Okay.
Or is it bad?
Okay.
All right, go out there, and I'll pay off the $5. Just run right up the aisle. So he needs that $5, doesn't he? And this was just a ruse to get him out of the joint. I don't care what I pay off. Now, would you join me in playing a little trick on your husband?
Oh, of course.
When he comes back in, we'll pretend that... in fact, I'm going to tell him we're going to play a game where he has to guess the name of a well-known person that you and I are going to be talking about. I'll give you a card with the stuff on it. Now, do you know who the well-known person is we're going to try to guess?
No.
It's going to be him.
Oh.
See, he's well-known. He's just been on television coast to coast. All right, you ready? All right, now you just sit down when he comes back in. And you have just won for yourself a beautiful Magnavox transistor radio. Oh, here he comes. Your wife has just won a prize. She was very, very good. Now, as far as you are concerned, was the red light above or under the green?
No signal.
Now, look, I'm a pretty good sport about this thing. I'm going to give you a chance to earn this $5 back. And in addition, have for yourself a prize. She just won a Magnavox radio, a little transistor one. I'll give you and her both a Tappan range with all of the modern and wonderful Tappan accessories on it. If you can play a little game with me right now to see how observant you are.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Would you stand up, please? You can get me in this game, too. Now, I'm going to give you a card, Mrs. What is it?
Taylor.
Mrs. Taylor. I'm going to give you a card here with some answers. And we are going to play a game where I will ask questions and, she will give the answer from the card, and then you guess who we're talking about. It's a famous person, a very well-known person, and if you can guess in 7 questions, the Tappan range is yours. Now, does this person work hard for a living?
No, not very.
Hmm?
No.
Not very?
No.
He doesn't work hard for a living. All right, it's a well-known person doesn't work hard for a living. You? That's not right. I'm going to keep the $5 for that, no matter what you get. Now, is this person especially good-looking?
Oh, yes, sir.
Very good-looking. It's a good-looking, well-known person.
Frank Sinatra?
Does this person think he's good-looking?
I'm sure he does.
Person thinks he's good-looking. Well, is he the intellectual type?
No, far from it.
Who would this be?
Elvis Presley?
Look at the kids over there. No, no, he's a well-known person, but you're on the wrong track. I'll give you a hint. This person is not a celebrity. See, you've been guessing Sinatra, Presley, and myself. He's well-known to you. Now, is he popular with your husband? Would your husband like him?
Yes, very popular.
Maybe it's a friend of mine. Well, there's Jim Barker.
Who's Jim Barker?
Well, he's a theater manager friend of mine.
Oh, no, that's not right. Is it somebody the neighbors would be excited to see if he came around the neighborhood?
No, not in the slightest.
Well, it's not the milkman.
Well, tell me this. What does the person do for a living?
He's in the theater business.
Oh, he's in? And to see you are on the track.
My boss.
Mr. Glass. No, not Mr. Glass.
We got one more question.
One more question. If you don't get it this time, what does he usually wear?
Well, he usually has on a blue suit and a blue shirt and glasses. And
me! That's right, you! You are a well-known person. You were on television coast to coast just a couple of minutes ago. 25 million people saw you. You're the celebrity who's not very intelligent. Who thinks he's handsome. Well, we had a little game here tonight going with you, and I tell you what you've won. You have won a tap and range, and your wife has won, in addition, the $5 bill, which I got from you on a crooked bet. Thanks for helping us prove people are funny. There you go. In just 60 seconds from now, we'll hear people continue to prove that people are funny. But first, hear this.
Hi. Have dinner in a minute.
I'm not very hungry.
Well, what's wrong with you? Do you feel all right?
Nothing's wrong. For goodness sakes, I feel fine.
You know, he says there's nothing wrong. But when a man acts like that, constipation may have him feeling below par. Well, that's the time to rely on gentle, modern Ex-Lax. Pleasant-tasting, chocolated Ex-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity gently, overnight, without upset, without discomfort. Because Ex-Lax works where nature wants, in the large intestine, not the stomach. The next morning, you're well on the way toward your normal regularity. Yes, rely on Ex-Lax, the modern family laxative. More families do, because Ex-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity gently, gently, overnight.
Last week, we gave Univac an easy problem. An attractive young lady wanted to meet a good-looking, eligible young man. So Univac went to town, we put her name in the machine, and in the space of 2 minutes, she had what amounted to 4,000 dates with eligible men, and Ramona Scott, here on the stage, met the man that Univac picked out for her from those thousands of men, Mr. Pierre Jalbert. And here they come back to our program for the very first time. Let's give them a nice welcome. To see you both. Well, this has been a kind of an exciting week, and I suppose that the two of you got a little better acquainted, didn't you?
Yes, we certainly did.
Yeah? You saw Ramona here for the first time last week.
That's right, but we have seen much of each other since then.
That is very good. You are a French-Canadian.
That's right, I'm French-Canadian.
And Ramona here is an attractive girl from...
San Francisco.
Uh-huh. Now, as I recall last week when we matched you two up and found out that so many things agreed... You said that your idea of a big date was to go out for horseback riding and dining and dancing and swimming and all in one big date.
That's right, Arthur. I do feel that way.
Did you arrange it with Pierre?
Well, no, unfortunately, Pierre had to work.
Let me help you on that. I was planning on having the date, you know, but unfortunately, my work kept me away from it. I had to work that particular night.
So there went the dining, dancing, whining... Horse racing, horseback riding, and swimming, huh?
That's right, Arthur.
Just because he's a film editor out there at MGM and had to work late on a movie.
That's right.
Did you ever have a real romantic date during this week?
Well, yes. After Pierre got his schedule arranged so that we could go out, we did go out, and we had a marvelous time.
Is he a good dancer?
Yes, he's a wonderful dancer. The meanest mambo man. Wow.
That's what Univac promised us. We pressed the button, and out came Mambo Jalbert. The interesting thing to me, as this season of People Are Funny progresses and we match up young couples who are interested in getting married, is to contemplate the subject of love. What is love? How do you know when you're in love if you do fall in love?
Well, it feels sort of like being on this television program. I mean, you sort of get kind of shaky all over, I think.
That's how you feel. Love. How do you feel love, Pierre?
Well, it is a very touchy subject, you know. And there's quite a lot of comprehension that goes into love. It's not just You know, a girl is beautiful. It's a little bit like a violin, you know? A woman. You hold the violin and you're the one who play it, you see?
That's the French for you coming out right there. Yes, sir. You came clear across the border on that one. That's the way. That's fine. Do you believe, generally speaking, in long engagements or short engagements?
Well, I don't know. It depends on who you're going to be engaged to.
That is true.
Actually.
I would believe in a lot of planning to it, you know?
You don't believe in jumping into anything,
no,
certainly.
No.
Well, that's why you're still a bachelor at the old age of 31. In addition to romance, in addition to the thrill and the charm of meeting a new and interesting opposite number, we have money. And here is about $20,000 in cash towards which we are moving. All right? Let's turn around our anagram game and let them play for $3,000 in cash and see what they come up with. The letters tonight are T, E, T, S, and A. As always, behind one of them is a letter 1 and behind the other are zeros. That's a tough word. E, T, S, A. 6 different words you could make with it. 6 of them. One of them is a rather remote word, a rather unusual word. CA. It's Korean for come in and leave the flies behind you. All right, let's start moving them around. Last week you would have made $1,000 if you'd have gone, wouldn't you?
Right.
Start changing them. Here we go. Takes the letter S, moves it to where the T is. That's esta, no word, except in Spanish, which means this. Está. ¿Cómo está usted? S-E-T-A, Sita. That doesn't mean much. Would you take a Sita? It's an Italian word. And there it is, S-E-A-T, which is the letter, word seat. Now, you don't want to go any further?
No, I think that you're right.
Gee, look at those brown eyes. Say that to me.
I think that Pierre's right.
Yes, I think he is. Well, now, I don't know whether he is or not. There are other words. If you're satisfied, you took the first word you had last week, didn't you? And it would have been 1,000. Leave it the way it is, she says. A woman of impulse. All right, let's see how we do. First one we'll take is a letter A. If it's behind there, you have $30. It's a zero. We'll take the middle ones first, just for the fun of it. $300 if it had been behind that letter. We now come to the S and the T. $3,000 or $3. And once again, as we always do, we leave it up to you folks to decide whether or not you are confident enough to accept the amount of money that is up there or whether you wish to come back next week for $6,000. What do you think?
Well, what do you think? You want to try?
I think so, Pierre. Yes, I do.
Want to go for broke?
How about you?
Want to stay? Go, come back next week?
Suits me.
Come back next week?
Fine.
For 6,000?
Sure.
Well, look what you would have lost. You would have made $3. Oh. Wow-wee. The $3,000 word was T-E-A-S. Which is the plural of the word tea, or teas. Pierre, you and Ramona may come back then next week, and you can, in the meantime, unload some more of that French accent under the soft lights. Don't worry about a thing. Eat, drink, and be merry. We'll pick up the check for the dates.
Great.
We'll see you again next week for $6,000.
Good night.
Goodbye. Goodbye. We'll be back in a minute, 60 seconds, to prove to you, as always, that people are funny.
Come, Ford, we invite you to pour the Pabst Blue Ribbon toast. To 100 million barrels of cheer, we thank you for buying that good Pabst beer. Come, Ford, we invite you to pour a Pabst Blue Ribbon toast.
Pabst is most proud of the good times and good people who've helped produce 100 million barrels, the five generations of Americans who've made Pabst Blue Ribbon part of their family life. Pabst Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
St. Louis, Denver, Atlanta, Omaha. For $1,000 cash, do you think you could locate those cities on this map of the United States?
Tonight, we're going to play a brand new kind of a game on People Are Funny with one of the most popular type people in the United States. Come on out, Mr. Bruce Mansfield. Let's give him a nice welcome to People Are Funny. You are a traveling salesman. And how long have you been a traveling salesman?
I've been a traveling salesman 19 years.
In how many different parts of the United States?
Oh, I've covered 35, 38 states in some time or other.
What's the hardest thing you've ever had to sell in your career as a traveling salesman, Mr. Mansfield?
Well, I've sold drug sundry merchandise all my life. But I think the hardest thing I ever sold was Vitalis, since I'm bald-headed, and that's a hair tonic.
In other words, when you walk in, they say, oh, why don't you use it yourself?
Always.
How did you happen, for such a young man, how did you happen to lose almost all of your hair? You haven't got any left, hardly.
One of those things the government says.
Where'd you go?
Well, I was in Australia and New Guinea and the Philippines.
Did you catch something?
They don't know.
Mr. Mansfield, I am holding in my hand a nice little memento that all of us would like to add to our collection. Do you see what that is?
It looks awfully nice. It's $1,000 bill.
$1,000 bill with a picture of President Cleveland on it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be given the opportunity to win this $1,000 by demonstrating that a traveling salesman knows his country. You see on the stage here, we have a map of the United States in outline form with 30 different pegs and 30 different numbers where each of those pegs are, representing 30 cities, some big, some medium, none very small. Now, we are going to give you 1 minute by that clock in which to hang up the names of the cities on the right pegs. And if you can get seven in 60 seconds, and we timed this with our staff trying it out so we know it's hard but fair, if you get seven in 60 seconds, you win the $1,000. Any less than seven loses you the $1,000, but you get $50 for each one you get up. So if you have six, you have $300. Now, the names are all in a box right here with little holes in them so they can be hung on the pegs. Would you remove the wrapping from this box so that you can see how you're going to get the names? Oh, do you know what this is? That, Mr. Mansfield, is a real, live chinchilla. It's a very rare and very valuable animal, and this animal loves to eat lady fingers, and we're not sure but what it might like men's fingers, too. Now, we have it in there so that as you reach down to grab the names, you won't take your time and look for names you know, because if you do, he'll take a nip at you. Fair enough. All right, now you have 1 minute to go. The clock starts, open the cage, and in you go. Call them out to me. What'd you get first there? One at a time. Time starts right now, and here goes the first. What do you got?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. That is not right. That's not right. Put it on another peg. You were pretty close. Not that one. No. You're going the wrong way. Cincinnati, Ohio. There it is. You got it. There's one. Hurry up. Dig right in. You only got 40 seconds left. Look out for the chinchilla. What do you got there?
Baltimore.
Let's get it right now. That is correct. You are absolutely right. You got $100 and 30 seconds yet to go. What do you got?
St. Louis.
That's right. Keep going. What do you got?
Birmingham.
Birmingham is... You're right. That's right. You've got you got $200 and 15 seconds. What do you got there?
Columbus.
That's correct. Grab another one. You got 6 seconds to go. Boston. Boston. No. Now you got Boston. Time's up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He got six. Oh. But you were very lucky. You didn't get a single bite. And furthermore, although you missed the $1,000, aren't you lucky because now, Mr. Mansfield, you do not have a further income tax problem. But you have won for yourself $300 in cash and given us a lot of fun to meet a traveling salesman. Goodbye and good luck. Do you think people are funny? If you're still not convinced, listen to what we'll do in just a moment.
If you like the water, and you certainly oughter, learn to swim well at the YMCA.
Don't take foolish chances. Learn all the answers by swimming and diving at the YMCA. Don't go swimming alone because you can't reach a phone when you're in Davy Jones' locker. It's too late to call. Don't be a show-off. If it's seen, you must blow off. Stay on the shore and toss a medicine ball. Don't try to be a hero unless you swim well. And if the water's shallow, never dive. Never ever race going away from the shore. Pick your distance and you'll stay alive. If it's stormy, keep dry. If you're tired, don't try to be the champion swimmer of the day. But if you like the water, and you certainly oughta, learn to swim well at the YMCA.
All through for this week's show, but there's always another week, I hope. Next week on People Are Funny, a man must buy a pig and a poke. A 10-cent pig, a $750 pig, or a $3,000 pig. Sounds easy, huh? But wait, his wife may horn in. For the final complications, tune in next week. Good night, everybody.
If you throw paper in the street, you're a litter bug.
If you don't keep our beaches neat,
you're a litter bug. If you throw litter from your car, a litter bug is what you are. If you throw litter anywhere, street,
beach,
or in the air, you're a litter bug.
This is Bill Holden. Let's make our roads, parks, beaches, and streets the cleanest in the world. It's up to you and me.
This is NBC.
Aren't you glad?
Aren't you glad?
You use dial. Don't you wish?
Don't you wish?
Everybody did. Dial soap.